Captain Breen, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Interesting that the focus is going to be on Michigan. Talk about Operation Free.
Yeah, Operation Free, we're a coalition of national security groups and veterans from across the country. We came together to talk about the connection between our energy policy in the United States and our national security issues. And specifically, we'll be talking in Michigan a lot about the connection between fuel economy standards for cars, how much gas we use on the road, and terrorist funding and funding for hostile countries.
Be a little bit more specific about that, especially the funding part of it.
Yeah, sure. So oil, as your listeners know, oil is one of those global commodities that gets traded at a set price, right? So demand sets the price. So the amount of oil we use as one of the largest users of oil in the world has a huge impact on how much oil costs. Every time oil goes up a dollar, Iran gets another $1.5 billion a year for its nuclear program and its military. Every time oil goes up, that's more money for folks in the Middle East who like to donate their proceeds to terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda. It turns out that the Taliban's number one source of funding is oil money from the Middle East donated by private guys who make that money selling us oil, Saudi Arabians and others. So there's a real clear connection between what we pay at the pump, which is painful anyway, and money getting into the hands of folks that don't like us very much.
So are you saying that folks are actually raising the prices on these commodities in efforts to get more money for terrorists who want to kill us?
You know, I don't know if that's why the price is going up. I'm not an economist, but I can tell you that when the price does go up, we lose, the American taxpayer loses, and terrorists in Iran win.
Do we have any way to prove that, to follow the money?
Yeah. No, I mean, in fact, it's been done a couple of times. I mean, as I said, the CIA has already released information saying the Taliban's number one source of funding is private donations from folks in the oil business in the Middle East. There's also, it's an MIT study that says that Iran gets all that money every time oil goes up. So it's a pretty clear connection. And the Pentagon and the CIA see that connection. They're taking steps to unplug themselves from oil. The Navy's now flying fighter jets that are based on a biofuels mix, sailing a carrier battle group. They're hoping to sail one called the Great Green Fleet that's going to be biofuels and nuclear powered. So the Pentagon's taking this really seriously.
And it's interesting how the focus is going to be with Michigan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we're talking about Michigan, because of the auto industry, because it's so tied to the state. And we're really hoping that we can get a gas mileage standard up to about 60 miles a gallon.
How soon do you think we are to being able to do that? 5 years, 10 years?
Well, we hope to get 60 miles a gallon by 2025. That's the goal. And if we get there, that's going to save people a lot of economic pain as well as increase our security. So if we do that, we're going to save $180 billion a year at the pump as Americans. That's real money.
How can people take part in this conference?
Well, we'd love to have your listeners go to www.operationfree/cleancars. That's operationfree/cleancars. Take a look at the information that's there. Sign a petition calling on the administration to take action on this issue. If you do that, we'll send you some information. I'm sorry, that's operationfree.net, /cleancars, not .com, .net. But if you sign up online, we'll send you more information on the town hall meeting, how to call in, and there'll be tens of thousands of Michigan residents talking with our military veterans about the issue and about our oil addiction.
All right, Captain Breen, thanks so much.
Thank you.